Here's the thing Chris Dim said to when
I can't even remember what it was now because it happened so often.
Well, I previewed it. Yeah.
Yeah. It does get you a lot with that.
The news did it too. And I said, I got this in A block and the grid. Oh, it was the top simple joys in life. And Chris Dim went, God.
Just stop.
How ridiculous. One of them is getting a compliment. It's like just getting a small compliment, like you've lost some weight, or you know you look better, or something. You look young. I like that outfit.
But you have to do it properly,
right?
You know, right. Because you, Kelly, and I hate to say it, sometimes you try to give compliments, it
backfires,
and it's just creepy, especially to the females in this building.
Well, it's been chronicled.
Just gonna call you out like that.
Well, it's been chronicled. You remember the key?
Yeah, we have seen it.
The key on the.
She's wearing a necklace or a locket or something.
We've lost two employees because of it. One woman, she was young, like an intern here or just started here, and she was wearing a key that nestled betwixt her bosoms. And I said, "Is that the key to your heart?" And I said, "I love your locket. Is that the key to your heart?" And she said, "I give my 2 weeks' notice."
Right immediately.
And then one saleswoman was wearing a pashmina, and I said, "I love your pashmina." And she said,
"What?
I'm not even going to wait 2 weeks.
You can see it?
I'm out of here." No, what?
You tell me if this is a compliment. I got on Saturday, I was pickleballing, okay? And there was a guy there who I've known for a while, very nice guy. And he's nursing a back injury. So he wasn't playing, but his team was, and he was just there kind of watching. And he was doing some deep,
sad.
I know. He was doing deep knee bends on the side. And he said, "I've been down with his back for 2 weeks. I'm almost ready to play, but I'm not quite yet. I'm going to wait another week before I play." And I was chatting with him, and he said to me, "Have you ever had a back injury?" To me. And I said, "No, thankfully I never have." And he said, "Man, as fat as you were, I would have thought..."
Dot,
My God.
It hung there in the air. And he said, "Don't get me wrong, you look a lot better now, but you were enormous. Mm-hmm. I just can't believe you haven't had a back injury." And it
Thank
just
you.
Made me feel great.
Yeah.
That's one of the simple joys in life, you know, to get a compliment like that. "Man, as fat as you were, I can't believe you."
Jesus.
Didn't you have a slip disc or nothing?
No.
No, never one time.
You were playing a brace? No.
No.
Why?
He's like, "Golly. You waddling around this court, you never, you lower your coccyx, nothing?" Said, "Well, you know, a little here and there, a little pain, but never anything that would keep me out." I'm really surprised. Mm-hmm. I'm really surprised. Who's up next in this match? And he's in great shape, by the way. He's over there doing his
deal. Oh, yeah.
Watching his
team. How did he hurt his back? Do we know?
He said, I think he was playing. I think he twisted or something, and he's just like, you know how backs are are tough. And then I said to him, a friend of mine just had back surgery. He goes, "I avoid it like the plague. I won't because once you have back surgery, you're going in for more and more back surgery." Maybe true. I don't know. Anyway, these are the simple joys in life.
Good start.
Tell someone they used to be fat.
Yeah. Tell someone, "God, you were enormous." That really gave me a lot.
How are you not crippled?
Thank you.
I can't believe you can even still walk. Look how fat you used to be. I turned to the diesel, and his eyes were just great big. I'm like, "Do you have anything to say to this man?" He's like, "Nah.
Mm-mm, he's crazy. He's
he was through a fence." And I was like, okay. This is for you, Biggie. A good cup of coffee first thing in the morning. The simple joys of life.
Mine has changed through the years, though.
Cold brew.
Cold brew man now. I mean, pretty much strictly.
I'm against it.
Which is weird, because you don't drink coffee, period.
It affects your life not a whit.
Not a whit.
Not a bit. It was like today I saw, you know, I'm against things that people really love. Like today I saw this thing was going viral. This teacher was giving a motivational speech to her second grade students. She's an art teacher in Louisville. And it's going viral because I guess it was caught on video. Somebody was recording. And she was saying to the second graders, "It's just a piece of art. Don't worry about it. You know, it's not that big a deal. It's not gonna make or break
you. You don't gotta be perfect.
It don't gotta be perfect.
It just gotta be done.
It gotta be done.
Let's not be hard on ourselves along the way.
Let's not be hard on ourselves along the way.
Be gentle.
Be gentle.
Cause life's hard enough.
Cause life's hard enough.
After all,
after all,
this is just a painting.
This is just a painting.
greater things in life.
To
be stressed out about.
Painting.
Is not one of them, baby.
It's called the "It Don't Gotta Be Perfect" speech.
Okay.
I hate it with every fiber in my being.
Of course.
I hate it. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're teaching them early on.
It just doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
She kind of sounds defeated, though, too.
You can almost hear it. And it's early in a school year.
Yeah, yeah. It don't matter. Yeah. First of all, it's grammatically incorrect. It don't gotta be perfect. Mm-hmm. I looked at her and I was like, "Why?" And she's going viral for all the wrong reasons. Everybody's like, "Yeah, you tell them. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if it's good or not.
It doesn't matter."
What? I was so upset by that.
You know, a cup of coffee ruined my wife's day last week.
It's supposed to be a simple joy.
I know. She loves her coffee.
Yes.
And she had stopped at a Dunkin'. Mm-hmm. She got herself a drink and she was going to bring in some munchkins to her team.
My wife's favorite, Dunkin'. She has coffee.
Yeah.
She loves it.
Same.
Yes.
And when she normally she just orders on the app and just whisks through and gets her coffee. But this time she got food to get for her team.
For the office.
Mm-hmm. So she went inside the store and was waiting. They handed her the receipt while they're boxing up the munchkins.
Mm-hmm.
And so Beth just glanced down at her receipt and said, "Coffee, munchkins,
senior discount."
Applied.
Ooh.
Now she posted it on her social, so I'm not talking out of turn.
What?
She's a Dunkin' senior. Or looks like one.
Is she of age to be a Dunkin' senior?
I don't know what the cutoff is for Dunkin'.
She looks younger than she is. I just saw her. She looks very similar to how she looked to me 20 years ago. I can't believe.
She took it real hard. Real hard.
Well, I don't blame her. I don't care for that. I don't like that.
You know, I have found that in my experience, as you know, I'm significantly older than my bride.
Oh, yeah.
And I do.
Significantly.
I mean, it's a big.
Oh, yeah.
It's a big.
Oh, yeah. It's a chasm.
It's a noticeable gap.
I mean, it's like, it's not Al Pacino or Don McLean, but it's up there. Mm-hmm. All right. Right. Yeah. So you embrace the senior.
I have embraced it at the grocery, but I have heard from multiple cashiers that customers, especially females, do not like getting the discount automatically applied. So in fact, cashiers were giving the discount to women who deserved it.
Yeah.
And the women were complaining to management.
Yeah. Yeah.
Saying, don't call me old looking.
That's how I'll be. If I went to Dunkin' and got the senior discount, I'd be very upset. My wife had to hide the AARP things that came into the mail when I turned 50. I said, you know, Chris Tim, when he turned 50, got a bunch of AARP stuff.
Nice, dear.
And later, like years later, my wife said,
"What's in this closet?"
Big avalanche of letters from AARP.
That unmistakable logo.
No question about it. I don't like that. I cannot believe they assumed
just
she was assumed a senior.
It. Just slapped on and now she paid less.
I don't care. Hello, Starbucks. I'm not going to Dunkin' anymore.
Get a munchkin at a Starbucks.
I'm not going to Dunkin' anymore if I was her. I don't want that.
You know, the 20-year-old doing it probably thinks, I'm helping her out.
Yeah, this old lady?
Yeah. That's the worst part is, she is like, I'm helping this old lady out.
Yeah. That's supposed to be one of her simple joys, and it caused her a lot of pain. No, I don't like that either.